I love a road trip. I love just to be able to see all the different sites that the United States has to offer. And a lot of our route for Power Tour is purposefully done to take people off the interstates going through small towns where you just get that warmth, that friendliness, that Americana.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited as we get towards summer. People are contemplating where they are going to go, where they're going to take off on the road. Of course, America has a love affair with the automobile, and excited to have on the line a guy leading the way and really what is the Bible of car culture since 1948. He is the editor-in-chief of Hot Rod Magazine, the one and only John McGann. John, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you on again. And you think about this, you know, all of the expectations that happen with Hot Rod, highlighting the cars that are out there throughout history. And as people take a look back and enjoy them, in the one way since 1995 that people have been able to do that, just kind of get out there, see the road, experience America, kind of show some of this stuff off, and then do it, really kind of walk that walk on the street side, is through the Hot Rod Power Tour.
That's right. We call it the world's largest rolling car show, and I believe that is actually a fact.
Okay, so talk about what it is. So I'm super familiar with it, been a part of it since it started back in 95. It's changed a little bit as far as giving alternative options, maybe not so much of the long haul for it, and regional, right? And so even though WGN right. Radio, we reach 38 states and Canada, you've got a Midwestern tour. People can get in, get a little bite. Yes. And hit the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It started as a 7-day trip, actually a cross-country trip for most of the Hot Rod staff and a few readers at the time in 1995, driving from here in Los Angeles, where I'm from, to the Norwalk, Ohio. And over the years, it's morphed to east to west, west to east, north, up and down the East Coast, and then the Gulf Coast. And now it's kind of the greatest hits of the Midwest tour, because it's just that's the central, most of our demographic is located there, wide open spaces, big venues, and it's convenient for so many different people, vendors, advertisers, sponsors, plus all the participants. So it's now a 5-day trip. We dropped that down after COVID because it makes it a little bit easier and a little bit more affordable too, 5 days instead of 7. And we got a lot of positive feedback about that. But yes, it's this year, it's June 9th through 13th. We start in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Raceway. And we end again at Norwalk, Ohio on that'd be the 13th with the stop there in Joliet on the 10th.
Route 66 in Joliet there, you know, the NHRA, you know, Route 66 Nationals happening with, we're going to have a bunch of super race car drivers in studio this week to talk a little bit about coming back exciting. To that Coliseum of speed. As you talk to many people that race for a living, and of course, WGN Radio was the first station to ever broadcast the Indy 500. I host the live pre-race show from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And one thing that people have in common is, you know, race car drivers, they get to do things on the track, but everybody, they have cars that they love and they have cars that they collect and that kind of stuff. As an editor for Hot Rod, what are some of the things that you've seen where you've seen like people that are known for maybe being stars of motorsports or racing, but the cars that they love and collect?
Mm-hmm. It's funny. I got to meet one of my heroes years ago, but it was when I was with CarCraft magazine at a CarCraft Summer National, which is a show we did every year. Got to meet Al Unser Jr., was doing racing a Camaro, I think it was a 1970 Camaro, in one of our events at the show for Speedway Motors, which is a company located in Nebraska. And he was doing some of the autocross driving for him. And I just kind of had this fan moment where I walked up to him like, I used to watch you as a kid at Mid-Ohio at the IndyCar races. So that was really cool to meet Al Unser Jr.
We were thinking about some of the, there's some cars, the American muscle cars that have maintained popularity and stayed popular and have fans, and people are going to come to see them on the Hot Rod Power Tour. Certainly some will probably be riding along in it. But what has been your surprise covering it, where, because we've had some of these cars that have come out of the woodwork that were maybe regular cars in the past, or just something that everybody was maybe approachable, that have now, you know, become popular again, whether it's the Ford Bronco is something that comes to mind, the Toyota Supra. Like, these were, I don't want to say they were fun cars, but now, I mean, they're classics. Right.
Absolutely, it's classic. It's funny how the nostalgia has such a pull for people, where the car you grew up as a kid, right before you got, or right around the time you got your driver's license, And, you know, I can relate. I have posters on the wall, things. The third gen Camaro is it for me, and the Fox Mustang. That's what was out when I was in high school and learning how to drive. And people hang on to that stuff. I've heard that all throughout my career. And you never get tired of hearing that story to what that first influence was for a person to get them into the hobby. And with Power Tour specifically, it's interesting that we've done it for so long. There's cars that show up. It was just 2 years ago. I met a guy who was on the very second or third Power Tour with a Pro Street Oldsmobile, like the Pro Street style Oldsmobile. So the big, big wide back tires and sort of the tweed interiors. Car you could tell was built in the 80s, right when the Pro Street movement was huge. And he had it on Power, one of the very early Power Tours. And here he is bringing it back out. And the car looked, it was just amazing to see it in person. And then I looked back in our print archives, and there the car was, you know, way back then. And a picture in the coverage years ago. So you'll see that sort of generational, you know, I went on the Power Tour with my dad, like someone would say, and now here I am driving my own car. So you know, you get all those stories with an event like this.
You think about America, and it is unique, that love affair with the automobile, and whether it's Route 66 and just going cross country. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're based in California, as is the magazine, has a huge, super respected car culture. But you mentioned the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it about, as a guy who covers the whole country, gets feedback from everywhere, right. What is it about the Midwest that has kept, and we have cruise nights all over the Chicagoland area where they just take over downtowns throughout the course of the summer. What's it about the Midwest that keeps it close?
You know what? I hate to say it, but I think it's a terrible winter. And I can relate. I grew up in Cleveland, so I know lake effect snow and salt on the roads, and you have to put your nice car away for the winter time, and you look so forward to when the spring comes and the snow melts and you can get your car out and you take advantage of it. And I really think that that's kind of that's the ethos in the Midwest that makes people so passionate. And I moved to California for this job, but it's been 20 years, and you know, you get spoiled living in California. So you don't really think about it. But I think that kind of like that period of time where you can't drive your favorite car, or you don't want to drive your favorite car in bad weather, I think that kind of makes you that much more passionate when it is summertime and events like that are happening. It's a little bit easier too, you know, more affordable. There's more wide open spaces in the Midwest, and a lot of those jobs are there, manufacturing. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, so there's just a huge passionate audience in the Midwest.
We've got the editor-in-chief of Hot Rod Magazine, John McGann, on with us. And of course, the Power Tour is the 9th through the 13th in 2025. And you think so much of it is, and of course, it's focused on the cars and the drives and riding, people coming out to see that. But talk a little bit about the camaraderie, because you really are on tour with, you know, friends and family and fans of cars and cars. And what I've heard the feedback is too, is a lot of that fun once you get stopped, right? You're there and it's the car show, right? And everybody comes out. And then even for the people driving, you know, they get to experience those towns along the way.
Yeah, that's one of the treats for me, is I love a road trip. I love driving, you know, just to be able to see all the different sites that the United States has to offer. And a lot of our route for Power Tour is purposefully done to take people off the interstates and going through smaller roads, through small towns, where you just get that Americana, that warmth, that friendliness. And I also love, because our routes are known ahead of time, you'll get all kinds of spectators, people setting up lawn chairs and just watch the cars go by on our trip. You know, it's gotten to the point where people will have signs, or some of the participants will throw out like Matchbox cars or Hot Wheels cars to the little kids who are on the side of the road watching the cars go by. It becomes a whole thing. Like, it's almost like this interactive thing between the cars along the journey and then the people who are spectating and just, you know, sitting in their yards or with friends and watching the cars go by. It's this whole really interesting phenomenon.
For the towns themselves that you guys pass through, how did they get chosen? Obviously, you choose them for whether it's just along the route, you know, it's a great place to stop. Maybe it's timely. I mean, are they competing for this, saying like, hey, stop here? I mean, how does that get curated?
You know, that's interesting. We have a whole group of people who actually plan the routes, and I'm not so involved with that. But A lot of it is, I think, logistics, and you have to worry about, because power tour has gotten so big, you have to worry about things like gas stations, and are there enough gas stations along the way for people to stop? Are they large enough to handle a large group of cars and people going through? So our event staff is very underappreciated because they have to consider all kinds of different things in addition to, getting vendors and securing the spots each day, the locations that we end up at. So, yeah, I think it's just it's a whole lot of coordinating, planning ahead of time.
Yeah, I think for the people that are involved, they're already up to speed. Those go-getters have got that stuff nailed down. For the fans that are going to hear this and then think, hey, I want to get out there, I want to see it, I want to be a part of it, like, what can they do? Are there two separate places? One's for people who may want to get in and maybe take a day or a road. Can you do that? Can you participate at a short term? And then for the people who just want to see it all happen.
Yes, absolutely. There's tons of options. You can go to any one of our venues along the trip free as a spectator. So we drive in the morning, and then each venue that we end up at on each given day opens up around 11 o'clock in the morning and then goes till about 5 p.m. So if you want to attend one of those locations as a spectator, that's free to get in. If you want to drive a car, follow us along on the route, go into the website, figure out what route we'll be taking, and you can just drive along with us as a, sort of like a...
like a stalker.
Along the road. Kind of, yeah. Or just, like I was saying before, you can just sort of stake out a little spot on a corner somewhere and watch all the cars go by. It's like a big rolling car show.
Well, it's happening from June 9th to the 13th, coming up this summer. A lot of opportunities. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. HotRodPowerTour.us. And again, well, hopefully we'll maybe talk to you during it. Are you going to be out on it, or are you're in some sort of command center in California monitoring it from space?
No, it's fine. That's funny, right? No, I actually will be on the trip. I've been on, probably about seven of these by now. And it never grows old. So yes, I will be on the trip.
Last thing, John, for Hot Rod Magazine, how can people, get involved? It's certainly someone everybody is familiar with, but the magazine itself, how do people participate? I'm sure there's a digital online version, plus, of course, at the newsstands.
Mm-hmm. There is. Yes, you can look at for us on your local newsstands. We still do a print magazine. It's quarterly now instead of 12 times a year, but a quarterly print magazine. You can find that at newsstands. HotRod.com is our website. You can go to there for a lot of latest info, plus articles on car features and how to build engines and stuff like that. And then also be sure to check out our Facebook page and Instagram. And we even have a TikTok account now. So all kinds of different ways to keep in contact with us.
John McGann, editor, Hot Rod Magazine and all that stuff. Again, we'll have links up and for the Bible of car culture since 1948. John, thanks so much for what you're doing. Excited for you bringing the tour to the area, to the Midwest. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.